Commuters have a lot to deal with on the roads, way more than just bikes and cars. Yes, sometimes our highways are filled with foul. In 2011, a truck full of chickens overturned on Highway 80 near Fairfield. Or bovines. A herd of cattle once wandered onto Highway 4 in Martinez. And yesterday, if you were in Concord, you might have just avoided a camel sauntering down the middle of the road. But there's a more basic problem behind your slow commute. The Bay Area's population grows every year. We're at 7 million and counting. Our highways can't really handle it, but expanding them is a long, complex process, which means that for now, we've got pretty much all the road we're going to get. Well, what if we didn't need more road and could avoid it altogether? That's what Stephen Lineweaver does each day as he commutes to work by kayak. Yes, he crosses the bay each morning. And as far as we know, he's the only person to get to work this way. In this piece from our archives, KALW's Casey Miner meets Lineweaver one early morning at the Port of Oakland as he sets off for his workday.
If you met Stephen Lineweaver after 7 a.m., you probably wouldn't think he's much different from any other Bay Area professional. He's 38. He works for a company that does sustainability consulting for corporations. He's kind of outdoorsy. Whatever. But if you met him before 7 a.m., you'd definitely think he was unusual. For starters, you'd have to do what I did, which is drive down to the Port of Oakland before dawn and talk with him while he's getting ready to launch his kayak into the bay.
So basically I put all my work clothes in here, in this dry bag, and then I bring this flag. I realize that no one can see me out there, because you're actually really low in the water, and with waves in a blue boat, no one can see you.
If there's someone else who paddles a whitewater kayak from Oakland to San Francisco to get to work, Lineweaver's never seen him. He's never even heard of anyone else doing it, which means for the past year or so, he's been figuring out the logistics on his own. And there are some serious logistics. There may not be other kayakers, but there are plenty of other boats. Really, really, really big boats. Lineweaver shows me the radio that helps him keep track of what they're doing.
You have to travel and Channel 16, and you hear all the big boats coming in, talking to the Coast Guard, and you hear, on any given morning, you'll hear like four or five different languages. It's pretty cool. You hear all the big freighters coming in.
Not that you need to hear them. Those ships are enormous. So big, when you look up from ground level, they block out most of the sky, and they're fast. Lineweaver is surprisingly calm about all this.
The good thing is that there's only one. Well, there's one main channel you have to worry about, which is right off the coast of the Port of Oakland right here. And it's only about two football fields wide, so you know where they're going to be. And it's kind of like a little bit of early morning human frogger, but once you get past that section, it's pretty straightforward.
As he talks, he's pointing at one of those freighters. By the time he's ready to go, a few minutes later, there's another one coming. He says he's going to wait for it to pass, but then he doesn't. He picks his way down the slippery rocks, there's no dock or anything, and just goes.
That's it. I'm going to show off and hope I not scrape too much off the boat. All right, see you at the other side.
Yeah, have a good ride.
Thanks.
The sun is just starting to come up over San Francisco Bay, and I can still see the tiny little light of Stephen paddling away towards the city. The lights just blinked off on the Bay Bridge. The water is actually really calm this morning. It's a little nerve-wracking to watch right now because it, at least maybe optically, it looks like he's on a collision course with this giant container ship. He's like this little tiny dot, and the tugboat that's in front of the freighter is bigger. It's sort of boat-sized, and the freighter is just unbelievable. It's like an apartment complex. Big, fast-moving apartment complex. It looks like, God, it's like David and Goliath out here. Don't do it, Stephen.
Don't worry. He was okay. I know because I gave him a tape recorder so he could tell us what it was like out there.
So this is what the commute sounds like. That's amazing.
In the meantime, after I saw him off, I recorded my own trip across the Bay Bridge. See for yourself which you might prefer.
So I'm in the car right now, and I am driving across the Bay Bridge. It's 6:43. You know, it's fine. It's not, like, too congested or anything. Hang on, I'm turning the radio down here.
So you can hear the train whistle of the Amtrak, foghorn from Alcatraz, and a lot of cars on the Bay Bridge.
And there's mist over the bay just a little bit, but you can see the water. It's much clearer than it's been. It does indeed look very, very peaceful out there. I'd much rather be out there than dealing with the S-curve.
It's a big plane leaving SFO. It's amazing when you're out here, you pretty much don't hear anything besides the planes and the faint hum of the cars. But it's amazing to be in the middle of several million people and you just don't hear anything. It's beautiful out here.
Out there, the commute usually takes Lina Weaver about an hour, but it's so calm this morning that he makes it in only 45 minutes. There's not even that much traffic on the bridge, but he still almost beats me across. Once he gets out of the water, he picks up his kayak and walks the three blocks to his work, where he stores it. Where else?
Somewhat of an unceremonious spot to end a kayak trip, which is a large parking garage.
Right now, Lina Weaver makes the kayak commute a few times a week, to and from Oakland. If it were up to him, he says he'd do it every day.
Yeah, I've been thinking about moving to the city, but I don't think I'm going to move in because then I wouldn't be able to kayak commute, so I'm going to stay in Oakland.
So what time is it? Rush hour? Not for everyone. If you're traveling across the Bay Bridge, and you can, take a peek over the side. You might just see a little kayak making its own way home. For Cross Currents, I'm Casey Miner.